It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. I didn't think we did shows after losses. Ike, how we feeling?
What do you mean, how we feeling? Not good. Spike?
I was just using
Jackie
it
baseball.
As a greeting.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
It's not great, Spike.
All right. Okay.
It's not great. Right. Why are you laughing?
You got to ask him to holler at you. Or I can't
sorry.
Start
holler
the show.
At your boy. Yeah. Yes, holler.
Holler.
Yeah.
There we go. All right. Well, here we are. Eagles at 1-1 in a disastrous feeling Monday night loss to the Falcons.
Yeah.
Ike, you can't be happy. Where are you at? Oh, boy.
Boy, I tell you. When you talk about not being able to go to sleep after a game, you know, that's one of those games last night. I was up longer than I needed to be up. And you go from a game that is back and forth. It's so intensified. Every drive, you have these drives from both teams that some of them don't end up in points. So you're happy as a defense that you got off the field with only giving up a field goal. But at the same time, you realize offensively you're not doing a whole lot either over there. So it's one of these emotional roller coasters you go through watching the game, and you're just exhausted at the end. Let me start at, to me, the most defining moment of the game, and I'll work backwards. So I'll start at the end. I have no problem with the play call on 3rd and 3. The pass to Saquon Barkley. Saquon Barkley was brought here to make plays in crunch time moments. He's a big time player. And as a fan, more importantly, as a coach and as a play designer, I want the ball in the hands of my best players. Now, you can argue, should they have run it or what have you? All this talk about how smart Kellen Moore is and what he was going to bring to the offense, that play call, that play design is why he's here. Everybody can make the call to go for it by running Saquon up the A-gap and getting stuffed, let the clock run, and then hope for the best. I could have done that. You could have done that. Kellen Moore was brought here for moments like that. And believe me, I had problems with other things Kellen Moore did throughout the day in that game. He wasn't great, including on the final drive that led to an interception. So, but I'm telling you, in that moment, Kellen Moore called up the right play at the right time for the right player. Catch the ball. Catch the ball. Simple as that. Catch the ball. It was a great throw. He was open. At worst, he catches it, he gets the first down, game over. You're going for the win there. You're going for the win. That was a play call to go for the win. That's what everybody wants Kellen Moore here for. That's what everybody wants him here for. He was praised all offseason. He dialed up the play. It was there. We didn't execute it. I had no problem with the play call. Had no problem with it. The rest of the game prior to that, what we saw last night is how important A.J. Brown is to this offense and what he means to the success of everyone else in the offense. Defensively, this is the position we're going to be in every week, unfortunately. As much as I like some of these young players, a lot of the young players, and I think the potential there is there for them to be better, they're not there yet. And that final two-minute drive was not good. Whether it's the play calling or the execution of the play calling. On the final drive, we played scared. We played off coverage. We let guys catch the ball in front of us, and then we didn't come up and make the tackle. That was the easiest drive Kirk Cousins had all game long. That final drive. They went down the field in five plays, with no problem. So quite frankly, had they run the ball on third down and Atlanta called a timeout and then we go for it on fourth down, whether we kick the field goal or don't get it, Who's to say Atlanta isn't going down the field with no problem?
They did it in about four plays. It didn't take them very long.
It didn't take them very long to go down the field.
Yeah.
And that's why you go for the win there so you don't put the defense back out there on the field to be in that situation. The Eagles went for the win with the play to Saquon. And Saquon didn't come through. Love Saquon. Love him to death. Love the fact that he held himself accountable after the game. Didn't make any excuses. Love all of that. It's redundant to repeat how much he should have caught that ball. We all know that. We all know that. But if we want to talk about other things throughout the game, we can do that. We can do that. But bottom line is that team was in position to win the game with the ball in the hands of their two best players, the quarterback and the running back, and we didn't come through. Jalen made a great throw, catchable pass, should have been caught, game over. Game over. And now, listen, we can nitpick through all the other stuff. I got no problem with that. That's what we do.
We will.
But I'm just telling you, when the rubber met the road last night, we had the opportunity, and we didn't take advantage of it.
215-592-9494. As you said, there's a lot in there. Ultimately, and there are bigger picture concerns about the defensive line. There's bigger picture, all those things.
Yep.
But ultimately, last night, they choked. I mean, Saquon, as you said, Saquon, that ball was right on his hands. He is debatably the best player. But, you know, we were talking about him as the best acquisition since T.O.
Yeah.
So even if A.J.'s the best player on the team, then Saquon's probably the second best player on the team. And if there's one guy that we would have all wanted, and by the way, it's not just Kellen Moore's job to get your best players the ball. It's to get your best players the ball with a chance to succeed, and he has a better chance to succeed with nobody within 4 yards of him than running up the middle. So Saquon choked. I thought Nick Sirianni choked. I didn't have a problem with the – now, we'll get into the whose call is it on third down because we've spent the whole offseason talking about being Kellen Moore's call. But it is clearly Nick Sirianni's call whether to go for it or not go for it on fourth down at the end of the game. I would have went for it at fourth down at the end of the game. If you're going to be aggressive, guy, the only way that works is if you're aggressive all the time. You can't get scared when the situation is bigger. So I was for him going for it on fourth and four early in the game, and he should have gone for it on fourth down on fourth and three. Worst case scenario, the team's down by three on their own 2 yard line, and you've made them go 30 more yards than they ended up having to do.
Sure.
So that's the second thing. So Saquon choked, Sirianni choked, and then the defense choked by playing scared on that final drive and allowing the Falcons. By the way, it was a struggle for both teams to move the ball yesterday, and that was not just the best drive, not the easiest Kirk Cousins had it, the easiest either of the teams had it in any drive the entire game.
Moving the ball at the field,
moving the ball the entire game. Defense choked, and then Jalen choked. Like that, you know, Jalen played a fine game up until that final throw. We needed 20 yards. You know, everybody keeps saying 15 yards. 15 yards is a 60-yard field goal. We needed 20 yards to get into field goal range. 15 to 20 yards to get into field goal range. He threw a ball that he could not throw. Again, he had played exactly the game we wanted him to play.
Loved this game last night.
He ran in a way that he hasn't run in a while.
Yes. It,
both from a decision-making perspective, but also he looked agile and fast and away and determined in a way running that he hadn't. He kept the ball out of harm's way. You know, prior to that interception, I can't think of anything that was an almost interception.
No.
But then when it became a do-or-die moment, he made a really bad decision.
Yeah.
So Saquon, and this is every aspect of the team handling pressure the wrong way. Saquon dropping a ball. Now, drops happen, but that is the worst possible time for it to happen. And Saquon choked, defense choked, Sirianni got nervous and choked, and then Jalen choked. And again, bigger. And by the way, the Falcons
choke
are not
is strong. Choke is strong.
But
choke is strong.
But they all had chances to save the game.
But choke is strong.
It's strong.
Okay.
They all had chances to save the game, and none of them did it.
Yes.
And that is a – that it – and it speaks to – and the bigger problem is that we're going to have a lot of games that are very close this
year. Yeah.
And
that's the NFL.
Well, but – Yeah, in gen, that's the NFL.
That's the NFL. Games are close.
For sure. We're going to have a lot of close games, yeah. And we're going to look back. If we're not in the position we want at the end of the year, we're going to look back at different games that we didn't win and that were close, that we had a chance to, and this will be one of those games, most likely.
But here's the thing I'll say. It's early enough in the season. We're in week two. I'm not about to do the whole calm down, relax thing today. You have every right to feel as angry as you want to feel today. But it's week two.
Sure. We're talking about that game.
It's week two.
Sure.
And we can talk about what happened last night. I'm just saying last night doesn't define who this team is and what they're going to be the rest of the year. They're going to be in close games. And this is where your coaching and your quarterbacking comes into play. Your coordinators and your quarterback comes into play. And that's where you have to be at an advantage in these types of situations. And last night, we talk about the final play for Jalen and the interception. Not a good decision making that throw, forcing it to Devontae Smith. I don't like the play call. Kellen Moore, you have 15 to 20 yards to go with a timeout. Work the middle of the field. Why is it that we have to force the ball to Devontae Smith? Give me more options. Dallas Goedert over the middle of the field. A screen play to Saquon. You have a timeout to work with.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You have a timeout to work with. You have the entire field, middle, sidelines. You're not obligated or relegated to just trying to get the ball out of bounds. That's where the offensive coordinator comes into play. Put your players in a better position. As much as I was okay with the call on third down to throw to Saquon, I didn't like that play call right there that Jalen threw that interception on. Give him more options on that play to work the middle of the field. We have another timeout to use.
We have a big show for you today. Donovan McNabb joins us at 3 o'clock. Elliot Shore Parks will be here with us at Chickies for the entire 3 o'clock hour. Jordan Mailata will join us at 4 o'clock. And then we are at Chickies in South Philly. And then at 6 o'clock, we will have the Brandon Graham Show. Myself, Howard Esk, and Brandon Graham will be right here at Chickies in South Philly for that at 6 o'clock.
All right, I need my neck roll, right? Get it for me. Now, you know I know a little bit about tackling, and you can tackle your game day menu this Eagles season with the official hot dog of the Philadelphia Eagles from Dietz & Watson. Fire up that grill at the tailgate with perfectly smoked premium Franks and sausages in bold flavors and jalapeno cheddar and bacon cheddar. Sandwiches are always better with freshly sliced meats and artisan cheeses from Dietz & Watson. Head to DietzandWatson.com to find a local retailer near you. Dietz & Watson, it's a family thing.
We're not laughing during his meat reads today, okay?
Yeah, I was about to say, the Eagles robbed me of the meat jokes during the Dietz & Watson day. Don't rob me of silly stuff during the show by losing.
More meat.
I love the silly parts of the show, and you robbed me.
Not today.
I know. 215-592-9494. Corey in Columbus, you're on WIP.
Man, this is a joke, man. Like I'm with Ike. Like I'm not going to jump off the boat. It's early in the season, but this is a joke, man. Sirianni, Kellen Moore, Hurts, man. And y'all know y'all don't want to hear this, but. Ike and Jack can tell you, I've been telling you this for years. Saquon, he's a great talent. I told y'all, these Penn State players, they always choking big moments. Him, Miles, Michael Parsons. God. I don't even know Dotson. I don't even know why he on the team.
Like,
we gave up a third-round pick for this dude. And and we can't even get him the ball. Can they, everybody tell me Kellen Moore, this boy genius, he's supposed to be so smart. The offense looked the same exact way looking in the damn Tampa Bay game last year. Looking the same routes, nobody open. If I'm Dallas Goedert, I don't even want to play. Don't put me on the field. I ain't blocking for none of y'all. Man, you know, I'm dumb. Buzz, be ready for the dump button. I'm sorry. I'm trying to compose myself, but I'm not re-signing here. The defensive line, even when we was trash, like in 2020, all them years we was trash, we knew that we was going to be dominant line play. You got Kelsey, you got all these dudes. These dudes can't even get – no, Bryce Huff, you out here point shaving. I'm changing the name, y'all. I used to call Javon Hargrave the point shaver. No, it's changing to this dude. You are garbage, bro. I don't even want to see you on the field. Jalen Hunt? Put that dude out there, Josh Sweat. This dude dragging his leg like he got a damn prosthetic on out there. Like, y'all can't get no pressure. Big Baby Davis, you just stand straight up. Why? You ain't got no – this ain't Georgia. This is the NFL. You just stand straight up. They running you over. I don't want to hear nothing about Jalen Carter no more. No, he not. He not Aaron Donald. He not Fletcher Cox. This dude need to show me something. Also, Darius Slay. Matt Patricia was right. All that stuff he was saying about you, all that disrespectful stuff, that stuff was right. I see it. You want to be Kiki. Remember when Suge Knight said you want to be in the video, taking pictures, all that? That's you, dog. You get your ass whooped. Every game, you get lit up by somebody, and you want to take a damn picture and hold somebody's ball. I'm tired of this dude. Get this clown off my team. I'm tired of this dude, Darius Slay. Get him off my team. Vic Fangio, he supposed to be this boy. We want him here. Now we got the guy. Man, please. This dude garbage as hell. He ain't no guy. I told y'all, Zach Bond, he gave us, he robbed us like a thief of the night. We thought we hit the lottery on this boy last week on Bond. That slippery field helped him. That slippery field helped him last week because I ain't see that dude at all last night. Devontae Smith, I love you. You my man, dog. But you 1B, all right? You a 1B. You bobbling catches, all that. You getting bumped off routes, all that. And then y'all know my man Hurts. The man had a masterpiece last night. I'm not saying throwing the ball. I'm talking about running the ball. And then game on the line. You always got to go deep, dog. You don't got to be a hero. We don't need you to be a hero. We just need you to get the ball to the playmakers. You ain't got to go deep. Devontae Smith, like, the dude was covered. They baited you into that throw, just like they did in Seattle, dog. Why do you keep making that damn throw all the time with the game on the line? Be smart.
You know, Corey, that was a lot of told you so's for somebody who said they were going to win by 17 yesterday.
Man, Spike, listen, man. I'm not in for the games today, dog.
No games today, Spike.
Say it with me, Corey. Say it with me, Corey. Less MJ, more TJ.
Hey, man, this whole team, hey, less Super Bowl, more NCAA football.
Wow.
Wow.
All right, Corey. Wow. Mm. When Corey is down, it's a bad sign. So
yeah.
We get real Corey on Mondays.
A reporter. Yeah.
Frustration after that game.
A newspaper reporter who is obviously going for Eagles Insider of the Year reports the following. Eagles defensive tackle Jalen Carter didn't start or play in the first defensive series against the Falcons because he was late for something team-related last week. NFL sources told the Inquirer Carter was on the field for the second series and overall played 46 of 61 snaps on defense. So there you go. Jack, how are you feeling about last night?
Well, I'm annoyed. And I think, listen, you guys have done a great job. You know, pat yourselves on the back, covering – you know, what happened last night. My bigger problem with last night is that it felt like the 2023 Eagles. Like, they continue to find ways to lose games. I mean, that's the fourth time they've blown a lead under 2 minutes in the last 2 years. Like, that's not winning football. And what really hit me is that they're still soft. Like, they're still soft. The defense is still unbelievably soft. Like, they brought back Chauncey. Chauncey had a hit. That was great. But, oh, my God. I mean, I feel like every time Bijan touched the ball, it was 10 yards. And then to just get walked down by Kirk Cousins to close out a ball game, I mean, they're still soft. They still find ways to lose games. And that's my biggest concern, is that kind of 2023 feel is still here. Like, that, it's not ridded. It's not gone.
Ike, did you feel any of that? The 2023
Hell no. Hell no. Quite frankly, I'm tired of hearing it.
Well,
I'm just telling you, I am. I think it's an easy crutch for people to go back and fall back on. What does Saquon dropping the ball on 3rd-and-3 have to do with 2023?
He shouldn't have dropped the ball, I know.
But he wasn't here in 2023.
I know. But, like, there's also other things that happen in the game.
Yeah, but if he catches the ball,
it's over.
The game is over.
Right.
And Jalen played a magnificent game. The interception doesn't happen. So the talk of turnover isn't even discussed because he hadn't turned the ball over up until that point, hadn't put the ball in harm's way up until that point. If Saquon catches that ball, game is over. Has nothing to do with 2023.
But again,
they're 2-0.
Yeah, but again, they found a way to lose a football game.
Yeah, I understand that, and that happens. You can say that about every team. The Bengals found a way to lose Sunday. Like, every team that loses finds a way to lose, yeah, unless they get blown out. I get that. That's simplistic. But I think the idea of going back to 2023 with everything, and I know it's human nature because it's most recent in our mind. I get that. I'm not saying that 2023 should be completely erased. What I'm trying to move away from my view of this team is falling back on everything is 2023 related. It's a new coaching staff. Everybody is paid on this team. Everyone is happy. Everybody sees that the quarterback's demeanor is completely different than what it was last year. We act as if the end result is all that mattered about 2023 as opposed to how they got to those end results. And the bickering in the locker room, the jealousy, the contention and the disconnect between players, coaches, and everything else doesn't exist on this team right now. It doesn't. No matter how much we want to try to correlate it to last year, it's really just us bringing last year into this year. Those players in those locker room, in that locker room right now, will tell you to a man, what's happening in this locker room has nothing to do with 2023. Nothing. Completely different feeling in the locker room. Completely different vibe. They're going to lose games. Every time they lose a game, it isn't related to 2023. Saquon Barkley catching that ball yesterday, they win the game. Saquon was awesome yesterday. Jalen was awesome running and throwing. You're going to tell me Jalen Hurts reminded you of 2023 before that interception? He hasn't looked like that running the football since 2022. He looked great last night running the ball.
I kind of wonder where that came from. It just seemed like a switch turned, and all of a sudden he was 15% faster than he has.
He looked faster. And he looked more decisive.
It was the craziest thing.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe how much faster he looked. And by the way, it wasn't even on his first run. I think it was like on his third or fourth run, all of a sudden he looked different.
The 3rd-and-11, where he didn't go out of bounds, he decided to cut the ball back inside and lower his head and pick up the first down.
Right.
Like to me, those are things that I'm encouraged by. I'm pissed off they lost that game last night, not because some sort of reality set in that this is a bad team. I'm pissed off because they gave a game away that they should have won last night, that they fought hard to win last night because our best players didn't come through late in the game. And Saquon is one of our best players. He catches that ball. It's a win last night. Game is over.
Coming up next, speaking of last year, Reed Blankenship made a comment after the game that was a little, it was interesting, I would say, about what happened in the locker room after the game. We will get to that next. We are at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Join us this Friday for a special live broadcast from Chickies and Pete's in Warrington for the grand opening of their new outdoor deck. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.